Blog Talk Radio.
Riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
About the many decisions of the first 3 years of any type of loss. And tonight, I want to read a little bit more about our ministry and what it's all about. The next chapter was created to help women recover from loss of special someone, their husband. But also I want to include others who have lost other, their mothers, their children, or anyone that they love dearly. And this ministry is not just about helping widows. Now there's so many people that are without someone, and I want to be there for them as much as widows are. The emotion distress can be overwhelming when someone have shared secret moments with and just laughter with. I've had to encourage someone when they just mom. A mother, losing a mother can be just as devastating as losing a spouse. It's just as devastating as losing a child. We go through grief in different ways. Each person has their own way to grieve. But the importance is for us to be there for each other, to encourage each other each day, to knowing that if we trust in God, that we can get through this day by day. These challenges can be very heavy. But if we keep our faith in God, God will give us resources and people and things to help us to get through these different times in our life and our journey, to be happy again, to have the peace that we would like to have again. And one day you can have peace again. Tonight we're going to talk about It Is Well With My Soul. Why should you reject us forever, O God? Why does your anger smolder against the sheep of your pastor? That's coming from Psalm 74:1. Many people feel abandoned sometimes and completely forsaken. Their lives fall apart and there are only thoughts of why. That's one of the first four letters when someone is so close to you passes away. The first thing we do is why? And why now? Well, they seem to live good lives, keeping God's commandments. And yet in the times of trial, God seems to have forsaken them. It is an absolutely false notion to think that you are abandoned or forsaken by God. He has promised to be with you always and never to forsake you. He's proven it through his love by sacrificing his son on the cross. If we think about how Jesus decided to come to earth to save us from our sins, but the things that he went through on the cross, if we think about that, we should always know that God loves us and he will never leave us or forsake us. God has a divine purpose for everything that happens in our lives. Even when we are a victim of adversity, don't despair. He wants us to use certain circumstances to bring about his perfect will in your life. Well, he has certainly done that to me. My loss, I feel my loss was his gain because I am fulfilling the purpose that he has made, has put in my life to do. There was a brief moment on the cross when Jesus was abandoned by God, by the agony of God's of Good Friday, was transformed into the trumpet victory of Easter Sunday. Under all circumstances, the loving Christ is with you. He wants you to place his trust in him, and in his time, you will experience victory. I know sometimes you say, how can I experience victory? When can I experience victory? The way I'm feeling now, empty, lonely, and despair, how can I see victory in that? If you will hold on and be encouraged, God will see you through. Discourage. say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. That's coming from Isaiah 34:4. Discouragement manifests itself in many ways, but always leave you disillusioned, worrying whether your efforts are worth the trouble. The worth the trouble, yes. I'm sure you have those thoughts as well. How can I go on like this? It is worth the trouble to believe that God is really real and he's going to answer my prayer. He's going to get me through this. But we have to keep on having faith and knowing that he will do just that. Do not allow self-pity to sow the seed of discouragement in your heart. You might be tempted to trust in sources of inspiration and strength of your own making. When these sources fail you, you lose your vision and life becomes empty and meaningful. Meaningless, because you have not done, chose to do it in your own way. God is the only constant source of inspiration. He asks you to come and draw freely from him. When you will be able to overcome, and then you will be able to overcome discouragement. Remember, God is waiting to work in your partnership with you. That's just like walking beside you each and every day. And he's doing just that. He wants to take your hand. All you have to do is reach out and give your hand to him. Remember, God is waiting to work in your life. He does not work against us. He seeks our cooperation at all times in order to renew us from these feelings that we're going through. You do not have to fight this battle alone against discouragement and despair alone. God is on your side, and he's waiting to lift you up so that you can walk forward with joy and achieve that victory that he wants to give you. You can once again find that peace and love and happiness that he wants to give you. Do not be discouraged. Do not fear. The song that I played at the very beginning is called Emmanuel. God is with you. He is with you right now. And he is trying to let you know his love that he has for you. I rejoice in the promise like one who finds great joy. When the outlook is bleak, people become disheartened. The world seems dark, but we must continue to fight the fight and try to remove these obstacles in our lives and allowing God to take care of our burdens, our sorrows, and our disbelief. We must believe that he is there to help us through all of this. One of the great joys of Christian faith is that Jesus promised that he would be there with us until the end. Not for a little while, but until the very end. He will not forsake us, and he will never fail us. Such a gracious assurance from the mighty God himself might undoubtedly fill you with new hope. I spoke about last week about hope. Yes, you must have hope in order to gain belief and faith. He promised that he will be with us in every situation. In and help. And grief, a job loss, or whatever you might be going through, he promises that he will always be there for you. Sometimes we can't see him. Sometimes we can't hear him because of what we're going through. But we must keep on reading his word, take time and meditate, and allow him to speak to you, because he does, he will speak to you. And sometimes you say, can he speak to me like I'm speaking now? He has his own way that he speaks to each one of us, and he does it differently. He speaks to me sometimes through songs, messages from a sermon, or just a friend picking up the telephone, calling and saying something to encourage you. He sometimes put a book in front of you to pick up and read, and when you open it, it seems like it's the right message that you needed to hear. He has so many different ways to speak to you, but you have to have open ears to hear him. And sometimes we are so in such a in despair that we can't even hear him. But we must get in a quiet place and just read his word and meditate on him. And he will let you in. Try these different things because it works for me. And I'm sure it works for you. It will work for you. Be sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he will transfer your despair into hope, your depression into a celebration. Now, I know you can say, how can it become a celebration? It becomes a celebration when you don't hurt anymore, when you have peace of mind, that you can smile. You can talk about your loved one with laughter instead of sadness. If someone come in your presence, you can talk about that person with joy in your heart. That's when you will feel that celebration that the Holy Spirit is saying to you. I know it doesn't seem like, would you ever get there? Yes, you will. And one day you're going to look back and see how, wow, I finally got to this point that I wanted to. I now have a peace about my loved one. Because right now I know it's, you can't feel that, but one day you will. You got to hold on and keep believing that the Holy Spirit is there with you, and he's going to find ways to can continue to encourage you. He certainly has done that for me in many ways. So the purpose, going back to the purpose of this ministry is there to help you through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. But sometimes it takes you a little bit longer than 3 years sometimes. I've known some of the widows that I have been working with. It's taken longer sometimes because sometimes you go to a stage, there's certain stages of grief. You can go up and down. It's like a road where you're going up and down, and sometimes you get to a point where you're going to go on a straight path. It's okay to go up and down because we are all human. There's something that will spark, that will bring us back down and make us, sometimes, you know one thing? My husband has been gone for 21 years, and every now and then I have one of those pity party moment. And you know where it begins? On a Friday afternoon after I come from work, I come home and I get in this pity party moment. And you know, sometimes I want to dwell in it. I don't try to get out of it. I just feel like feeling that way. I just feel like curling up on the couch and just feeling, you know, lousy. So sometimes I want to dwell in it for a moment, but what I do is I make sure within 24 hours I am out of that situation. I might dwell with it on a Friday night, but come Saturday morning, Mary got to get up out of that mood, out of that mess that she has allowed herself to get in. And then if it continues, I just pick up the telephone. If I can't do it alone, I'll pick up and call a prayer partner. And I said, you're going to have to help me get out of this because I need to get rid of this feeling. Or I might just go into my prayer area and just speak to God and ask him to help me to get out of this situation, out of these feelings that I'm going through. So even after 21 years, I can get that same feeling that you might be feeling right now. So just knowing that you want to get through, but there are times sometimes you drop back into what it was. So just knowing that it's okay to feel that way, but it's not okay to stay that way. It's not healthy, and if you believe in God, then you know that you should not remain there. Find ways to get out of that moment, because you can. You can become strong and happy again. Just know that. Just like the song that I was playing before, Emmanuel, God is with us. That's what it means, that's what it says, and that's what it is. We have to find that peace again that we want to feel. Now, anyone would like to come on the air and say something, even give a testimony of where you are right now. Is there anyone out there that want to come in, come on the air and just give a testimony? Because I'm sure you'll encourage someone else. Would you like to do that? We have 6 minutes, and you can do just that. Because just knowing that every time that you give a testimony, you will definitely touch someone's life. Do you want to come on? Ms. Jefferson, I see that you're on the line tonight. Would you like to come on and say something?
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
I was going to say, Mary, thanks for being there for me and for all the widows and for all those persons who've lost someone. When I lost my husband, there were 3 things I said I was not going to do. I was not going to feel guilty all the time. I was not going to let others make me feel guilty, and I was not going to have a pity party 24/7. I did say to the Lord, Lord, your word says, if you can be a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless, surely, Lord, you can be a husband to the widow. Lord, if you be my husband, I'll be the best wife that I could be in serving and worshiping you. And when I did that, and I said that, made that statement to the Lord on my knees, looked like a burden was taken from me. And yes, I have in and out sessions, up and down sessions, and I had a session just recently, and I thank you for reaching out to me with a prayer and a card and even a phone call. I'm just so grateful for friends and family and others like you who are there for me. You're truly a blessing, and I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're more than welcome, Ms. Jefferson. And thank you so much for coming on the air, because just know that someone else is hearing that from you, and I'm sure that has helped them to know that, you know, you're still holding on. You do go up and down. It's okay. But it's not to stay in that particular situation, not wanting to see the peace that God can give you.
Yes. Praise God.
Well, thank you so much. We have a few more minutes. Anyone else like to come on the air? Well, I'm going to end the show. We are getting, I'm going to make an announcement. But before I make the announcement, once again, I'm going to play the song Emmanuel at the end again. And I just want you to listen to the words and just be encouraged. This coming Thursday, which is just a day away, we are celebrating our 9th anniversary. It will be at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church off of Glenwood on I-20 from 6 to 8 p.m. We are celebrating just a few hours because we are getting ready to go on a trip the very next morning to the Holy Land Experience in Orlando, Florida, and we are excited about that. I just want you to be in prayer with us, ask us to have a faith, an enjoyable trip, and the return that we can continue to come and have testimonies about what God is doing in our lives. So I hope that you can be there to help us celebrate this occasion. And we're going to end our show with Emmanuel. God is with us. Have a blessed week, and I hope to see you Thursday.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say. To praise Him in the midst of a trial. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Come on, sing Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
I like that. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
He's my Redeemer. He's my Savior.
Emmanuel.
Lord. yes,
we worship you.
Come on, let me see some hands. We worship him.
We